Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
April Fool.
I feel like such a fool.
We don't get fooled again.
Well, when you put it that way, I feel like such a fool.
Just a fool.
It's April Fool's. You can't trust anybody.
Yeah, no fooling. Boy, this is an April Fool's Day like no other, but what else is in this new world in which we find ourselves? Great to have you along. Absolutely gorgeous hump day afternoon, sunshine, blue skies, the Wednesday edition, Bobby Mack Show, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, as always, bob@1063word.com. Bobby Mack off the text line, in reference to your last caller before the news, do we have to answer or fill out the census for 2020? Well, the government suggests and recommends that you do so. Bobby, federal agencies use this data to analyze whether adequate housing is affordable for residents and to provide and fund housing assistance programs. These statistics also help enforce laws, regulations, and policies against discrimination in government programs and in society. Or as I said previously, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Bobby, mortgages are recorded at the Register of Deeds office, which is public and online. Yeah, there you go. Bobby, whether you have a mortgage is public record. Anybody can find that out at the county office. And Alan from Greer texts, they have no right. They just do it. Gotcha. Bobby, have they determined if you can catch the Wuhan flu again after you've had it this season? Is there a test to see if you've had it already? Thanks from Thomas. No, to the best of my knowledge, there is no test to see if you previously had it and have recovered. There seems to be at least anecdotal evidence that you can have it, recover, and then catch it again. Bobby, I get a checkup every day before work. How much fun is that? Temperature checks for everyone. About the people who are hoarding toilet paper, Bobby, TP hoarders are anal, in my analysis. You could say that. In fact, you just did say that. Bobby, the governor in Georgia has just ordered everyone there into a lockdown and has canceled all schools for the remainder of the year. You know, the high school seniors this year, man, talk about getting jobbed. No prom, no graduation. No air horns, you know. Not to mention, what do they do about their college apps? Holy cow. Bobby, Powdersville Pub has a sign out front that says, and I quote it exactly, "Temporarily closed because Foghorn Leghorn said so." I see, son, I'm doing this to make South Carolina butter. There you go. Bobby, if I were a hairstylist, I'd be scheduling full days of home visits. Surely some of them have thought of that. Pack up your little kit, go to your clients' homes. Thank you, but don't call me Shirley. Bobby, in Woodruff, can't find any TP, so we've been using Kleenex, and our booties are aloe soft. Well, thank you. Appreciate that information. Bobby, didn't know I had so many sub-mariner cohorts in the listening area. Never met another one in the upstate. Many bars referred to us, however, as sub-humans. Well, that wasn't right. Let me tell you, buddy, when Yugoslavia broke up, they were wiping on anything. Okay, I'll take your word for that. Bobby Mack, I'm a hunter. Spending time alone in the woods for hours on end is a good time for me. I also build plastic scale models, so social distancing is normal for me, outside of my wife and kids. There you go. I used to love to build those plastic models when I was a kid. The Revell models of all the World War II warbirds. Bobby, I'm so stir crazy, I'm decorating for Easter, and I have never done that before. Gotcha. Bobby, stop apologizing to these liberal musicians for stealing their music. Okay. Well, we're not really stealing it. We're just sort of modifying it in the style of the Bobby Mack semi-professional players.
Should we just say we're sampling it?
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. We're sampling their tunes. About the overreach from all these various city councils and mayors, if they had their way, we would all be socialists. Sadly, we may be on our way. Bobby, what action can the U.S. and or the world take against China for causing this international nightmare, and will anyone have the courage to do anything? Afternoon, Bobby Mack, great hump day to you, and another beautiful day in Greer. Gotcha. Bobby, I'm curious how the Pickens County Council relates gun control restrictions to emergency situations to control a disease. Do they think an infected person will transfer the virus using contaminated ammo? Hanlon's Razor says, never attribute to malice that which is adequately explained by stupidity. But when it comes to guns, I'm not so sure. From Tony in Pickens. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate that. Mentioned we have another original quarantine from the Bobby Mack semi-professional players today. We're going to try and share it in the last hour and never got to it. Even though many of us set up our homes to be filled with our favorite things, you know, home theaters, home gyms, workout rooms, man caves, or in my case, the hermetically sealed studio. Well, now that we're self-quarantined, some are complaining they're bored with their own stuff. That is the inspiration for today's totally unnecessary song parody, Quarantined.
Testing shortage makes it difficult to find out exactly who has the coronavirus.
Many are being told to self-quarantine.
So what does a self-quarantine look like?
I'm stuck in my home. My bones are all bored. I've never had leisure time like this before. Could read a long book, could learn how to cook, could start playing chess, but what the hell's a rook? Look up from my phone, still nothing to say. We know what each other's up to every day. Is this what it's like for me to retire? Guess I'll keep my job and hope I don't get fired.
You're fired!
Like watching paint go dry.
I'm bored.
Got a lot of stuff. guess I'm going to feel like a kitten stuck up in a tree. When I'm getting down is a mystery.
Kind of bored too.
I'm 100% bored.
Quarantined.
What day is it? I've been in this house for too long.
Distancing.
In the original incarnation, the band Bush had the song Glycerine, and we just modified it into our parody version of Quarantined. One more still to come in the Bobby Mac Show today. Queen fans will appreciate the one remaining quarantine that we have for today, and that'll be coming along a bit later. We'll go back to the phones when I come right back. 5:16 here on the Bobby Mac Show, the Hump Day edition on a gorgeous Thursday afternoon here on WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. 5:20 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Those have been hanging around waiting for me to get to this story about these Chinese biological experiments to infect humans with coronavirus exposed back in 2015 by Italian state media. I am going to get to that piece before we conclude things here on Hump Day. 5:21, as we go back to the phones, let's head to Greer and bring in Bob. Hi, Bob, and welcome to the program. Good to have you here, sir.
Hey, Bob. Glad to be talking to you. You had a question about test to see if you've had it. They actually announced it today.
Really?
A local distributor named Henry Schrein sells it or distributes it, and they say that they have one. I don't know how soon they're going to market it, but they have a test to see if you've had it.
That would be interesting to know, if for nothing else, from a data collection standpoint.
Right.
I appreciate that info. What was the name of that company again, Bob?
Henry Schrein. It's right over.
Oh yeah.
They're a distributor for, you know, gloves and other medical supplies, but vaccines are one of the things they do distribute.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know exactly where you mean, because I see that I see their storefront there all the time. Good information, right, Bob. Thank you. We'll check with them and see what we can find out on that. Let's go to Inma next and bring in Mike here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Good. Thank you, sir. Hope you are as well.
Like I say, you've got a good opinion about a lot of stuff through history. Could I ask you for two opinions?
Yes, sir. Certainly.
Okay. Back when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor,
mm-hmm.
and then they knew if they did that, they would gain control of the Pacific, you know, and all that stuff, you know, control the oil supply.
Correct.
To try to bring this country down.
Right.
And then the Germans done the same thing in Europe. To try to control Europe and a lot of other things, you know, I just wonder if the Chinese are trying to pull off the same scenario.
There is little doubt that they have all kinds of problems that the CCP is trying to control with only marginal success. Among those things, the enormous population they have and the lack of landmass they have for those people to live on, which presents a problem. Another aspect of this is that they are, of course, a Chinese communist country. And so they, in their estimation, they would much prefer to live in a world where everybody was simpatico with their ideology, and America stands in the way of that in a lot of aspects. So are they a dangerous enemy that we should be aware is an enemy? Absolutely.
You are a smart person.
Well, thank you, Mike. I have my moments.
Step for five, Bubba.
Yep. Right back at you. Gung-ho, Mike. Appreciate it. Anderson is where we're going next, and John is next up there. Hi, John, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bob. What's going on today?
Just cruising along, just as if I had good sense.
Well, I was going to text this to you, but I'm driving down the road. I saw the funniest quote on Twitter today I think I've ever seen. And it just simply said, whoever said that one person couldn't change the world has never eaten an undercooked bat.
You know, it's sad that so many people are paying the price for that, as if that one undercooked bat was really responsible to begin with. But, yeah, but I get it. That is funny.
I just found that hysterical.
I mentioned the meme
right,
that – yeah, thank you, John. I appreciate it. I mentioned earlier in the program, my pleasure, the meme that I saw the other day, you know, with all the progressive reporters badgering the president about using the expression the Chinese virus. And they were going, well, isn't that racist, Mr. President? And, of course, President Trump said, we refer to it that way because the virus came from China. It came from China. And somebody on Facebook had posted a picture of an old Franklin Delano Roosevelt news conference with a bunch of reporters in front of the desk. And the quote on it had one of the reporters saying, Mr. President, why do you keep referring to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor? And I thought, yeah, somebody actually gets it. Now, this story that I mentioned from Zero Hedge. 5 years ago, Italian state-owned media company RAI, Radio Televisione Italiana, exposed dark efforts by China on viruses. The video, which was broadcast in November 2015, showed how Chinese scientists were doing biological experiments on a SARS-connected virus believed to be coronavirus, derived from bats and mice, asking whether it was worth the risk in order to be able to modify the virus for compatibility with human organisms. The story said Chinese scientists have created a pulmonary supervirus from bats and mice only for study reasons. But there are many questionable aspects to this. Is it worth the risk? It's an experiment, of course, but it is worrisome. It worries many scientists. It is a group of Chinese researchers attaching a protein taken from bats to the SARS virus, acute pneumonia, derived from mice. The output is a super coronavirus that could affect man. It remains closed in laboratories, and it is only for study purposes. But is it worth the risk, creating such a great threat only for examination purposes? The debate about the risks of research is as old as science itself. Like the myth of Icarus, who plunged from the sky and perished in the sea, having flown too close to the sun with wings made of wax designed by his father. Here's an experiment in China in which a group of scientists has managed to develop a chimera, an organism modified by attaching the surface protein of a coronavirus found in bats of the common species called the great horseshoe bat to a virus that causes SARS in mice, although in non-fatal form. It was suspected the protein could make the hybrid organism suitable for affecting humans, and the experiment confirmed it. It is precisely this molecule, called SHCO14, that allows the coronavirus to attach itself to our respiratory cells and to trigger the syndrome. According to researchers, the two organisms, the original and even more so the engineered one, can infect humans directly from bats without going through an intermediate species like the mouse. And it is this eventuality that raises the controversies. Just 1 year ago, this broadcast was of 2015, I remind you, the U.S. government suspended research funding which aimed to make viruses more contagious. The moratorium did not stop the work of the Chinese on SARS, which was already in advanced stages and looked relatively harmless. According to a section of the scientific community, it is in fact not dangerous. The probability that the virus may pass to our species was insignificant compared to the benefits of the virus, an argument that many other experts rejected. First, because the relationship between risk and benefit is difficult to evaluate, and second, because especially in these times, it is more prudent to not put into circulation an organism that can escape or be removed from the control of laboratories. Soon as this broadcast went viral on the Italian social media, journalists and experts began explaining it away, saying that the virus in the video was not COVID-19. Even the British journal Nature, which wrote the very publication this Italian show was based on, claimed that the virus the broadcast talked about was not related to the natural COVID-19. Well, that's certainly a great relief. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. It was a great question from a caller, a couple of callers back, about what exactly our relationship with China is going to be going forward. And it reminds me of a piece that I shared part of the other day. Has the U.S.-China Cold War now begun? And I'll share that with you on the other side. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh yeah. Welcome back, 5:37. You parents of USC and Clemson students, you could be in for some dough in your mailbox. USC and Clemson both today announcing in press releases they will be issuing refunds to their students after switching to online classes because of the Wuhan flu. USC refunds include payments towards meal plans, parking permits, and on-campus housing, but tuition and academic fees will not be refunded as classes are still taking place online. Meantime, at Clemson, pretty much the same story. Refunds for housing, meal plans, and other student fees. Students will receive the amount that would have covered March 23rd through the end of the semester when the school's spring break ended. This from the Board of Trustees of both of these prestigious South Carolina colleges. Okay, so that brings you up to speed there. Now, I mentioned this piece written by Michael Oslin at Real Clear Politics on 26 March. Among the biggest victims of the coronavirus pandemic is the fiction of friendly U.S.-China relations. Those ties have been worsening for years, even before President Trump decided to call out Beijing's predatory behavior starting in 2017. With the crisis now pitting America and China openly against each other, it seems impossible to salvage the old working ties. Washington now faces an unambiguously adversarial relationship with the Chinese Communist Party, one in which global ideological blocks may be drawn. Losing this new Cold War would be a grievous blow to global transparency and liberal order. It would also threaten a significant reduction of American power and influence abroad. It's important both politically and morally to retain clarity about what's happened. Arguments that Washington and Beijing must work together to defeat the pandemic are foundering on the rocks of the Chinese government's freely chosen actions. CCP General Secretary Xi Jinping decided early on that concealing the truth about the outbreak, both at home and abroad, was a national priority. This put his country on a collision course with Washington and the world. Xi's government has consistently denied the hard evidence that Chinese officials knew about human-to-human transition at least in December, failing to warn the globe and misleading the credulous World Health Organization, nor has it admitted that the government destroyed virological samples from Wuhan. Meantime, even though the CCP has solemnly apologized to the family of Dr. Li Wenliang and exonerated him for his attempts to warn about the epidemic, it continues to threaten and suppress brave Chinese whistleblowers who attempt to reveal the truth about what's happening in China. Beijing wants to convince global public opinion that it has beaten the virus and is in a position to help save the world. The CCP openly contrasts its claimed victory with conditions in the U.S., claiming that the virus races uncontrolled in America due to President Trump's ineffective action. The truth, though, is more complex. Leaked video shows the supposedly closed Wuhan emergency hospitals being relocated outside the city, while the officials have decreed that asymptomatic patients, primarily in Wuhan, not be counted as new cases, thereby giving the false impression that there is no more indigenous spread of the pathogen. Thanks to the efforts of Chinese citizens and opposition media outlets, evidence is mounting by the day that the epidemic is far from controlled in China and far from acting as an altruistic partner attempting to help other stricken countries. Beijing is actually charging nations for the emergency aid it is given, even when those supplies are defective, as is the case of test kits sent to the Czech Republic. And if you didn't hear of that story, 70% of the test kits that were sent were defective. In response to the government's manifest failures during the coronavirus crisis, Z launched a global propaganda campaign largely targeting America. As proof of Washington's bad faith, Beijing objected to the use of the terms Wuhan flu or Chinese virus. In turn, government spokesmen and scientists have blamed the U.S. for creating the virus and releasing it into China. And Beijing has mobilized bots on social media to spread these lies. It appears that this rabid nationalism is being fomented among some of the masses. A restaurant in Beijing was photographed with a banner congratulating America on its coronavirus crisis, and a civil lawsuit was filed against Trump and the U.S. military for bringing the virus to Wuhan. But is all this really a new Cold War with its connotations of existential struggle? More pertinently, why should Washington, already taxed by economic and medical meltdown, spearhead the opposition to Xi's global offensive? Well, the stakes for the liberal order are high. If the Beijing regime succeeds in rewriting history and escaping either censure or pressure to change its behavior, then the world will remain vulnerable to future Chinese public health and environmental failures. In addition, countries like Italy, Spain, and Serbia, which have accepted emergency Chinese aid, will be added to those countries increasingly dependent on Chinese trade through the One Belt Road scheme. This will further gestate an incipient pro-Chinese political bloc that will increase Beijing's influence and reach, enabling its further bad behavior. If there is a new Cold War, it's being fought to maintain certain standards and norms that have benefited the world for seven decades. Beijing has long touted its techno-authoritarian model as superior to other forms of government. Given Beijing's propaganda success so far, it may seem inevitable that the CCP will emerge stronger than ever from this crisis. Yet America should never forget it has potentially hundreds of millions of allies in the ordinary Chinese who feel betrayed and oppressed by their government. Their bravery in shouting down party state officials and recording heartbreaking videos is testament to their desire for more responsible, not to mention humane, leaders. Other countries that early tried to warn the world, like Taiwan, should be given a larger international role. The global community, teetering during the pandemic, may also have a role to play, as legal opinion is emerging that Beijing can be held responsible for its failures at the beginning of the crisis based on international law. It is too early to understand the full scope of this new Cold War. Suffice it to say, the old model is shattered. Xi is right to fear that China must now re-earn the world's trust. A long propaganda and proxy struggle between Washington and Beijing is more likely than ever. With emotions running high, the risk of an armed encounter, accidental or otherwise, between the two is also heightened. In the end, victory may come down to which economy proves more resilient in the face of the coronavirus pandemic, thereby proving which system truly is stronger. Great piece. This was at Real Clear Politics the other day. We'll put it up on our Facebook page. Michael Austin, the author, a fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford, where Professor Hansen also works. It's 5:46. Let me take a quick break here and then be right back with more The Bobby Mack Show here on Hump Day on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Absolutely gorgeous hump day afternoon here in the upstate of South Carolina on the Bobby Mac Show at 10 before 6. Let's go back to the phones. Thanks for patiently waiting. Ken is next up. He is in Anderson. Hi, Ken, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bobby. I have a kind of a YouTube thing to share with you in a novel way of collecting it about face masks. Now, you can search contaminated face mask, and you'll see this Chinese worker. He's got a pile of face masks next to him, and he's wiping his shoes with them and just laughing about it, you know, before he packs them. And then there's another clip that shows like a sweatshop and all these face masks piled up on the floor, people sitting in the floor and doing the process of sewing the strings on them and stuff like that. Yeah, so that lets you know what kind of sanitary controlled environments they're being made in, number one. And number two, I have a coworker that came up with a novel solution. In my job, we have to go into a lot of places, and we like to have the face mask if possible.
Sure.
But not being able to get them, she took several sheets of a paper towel and stapled them together so they had multiple layers, and then took rubber ends and attached them to each end to use for the earpiece. And basically, that's what a mask is.
Yeah, although it would not contain the same level of protection as, say, an N95 mask because it doesn't have that particular filter in it. But is it better than nothing? You bet.
But, yeah, like I said, it's better than nothing. If somebody does the cough or sneeze, you know, it's going to protect it from the direct contact, and then you just replace it.
Right, right. You know, it's interesting. I saw a story about the video that you mentioned. There's a tweet that's out from James Woods in California, and he tweeted today. Yeah, me too. He said, what's the deal with this? Is it staged? Is it real? It's so crazy, it simply doesn't make sense, does it? Any updates on this? And then he put a link to a vid that's on Twitter where a woman who appears to be Chinese is buying up. Well, here's what it says. A Chinese woman filmed herself traveling around Florida buying up N95 masks from multiple locations. This video thought to be shot at Sun City Retirement Community, and she is saying, quote, "It feels so awesome to buy all the masks. I didn't leave a single mask for the Americans." If this is a stunt, it's not very funny, and if it's not a stunt, it's really disturbing.
Right.
I appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. Good to have you along. Gene is next up here on the Bobby Mac Show on Wednesday. He is in Greenville. Hi, Gene. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Bobby. I guess that sounds like Jesse Jackson spitting in the food, right?
Yeah. Well, right. Look, yep. If there was ever an argument for returning the manufacture of any and all of these pharmaceuticals and associated items to the U.S., there you go. Yep.
No, I want to. You mentioned that there was a somebody who brought up the question in your program that what does this mean for the future of Chinese American relations? Let's distill it down very, very briefly. 2020, if Cuomo wins, that's it. China rules America.
Or Biden, for that matter, because he already has been doing business with him with his kid.
No, it's going to be, they're probably going to end up running Cuomo.
Could be.
Cuomo to homo. That's what we used to call his father in New York, you know. We used to call him Cuomo to homo because he couldn't be trusted. Anyway, don't get me started. Me and my brothers, what we got to say about the Cuomos. Anyway, and I think that, you know, if we have Trump for another 4 years, it'll just be an impediment to China's progress toward the subversion of the United States of America. Because Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer definitely want to get back their cut off the top of Chinese enterprises that they've had for years.
You bet.
You know, I used to work for Bobby before I stopped working. I worked in Big Pharma. That was my last position.
Right.
And I was in an anti-infective drug discovery microbiology department. And before I left, I would say there was probably over one-third of our department, the research and technical staff, was from mainland China.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's like we woke up one night, and always, I remember my boss, a good old Texan boy, where did all these Chinese people come from? I said, China. Where else do you think they came from?
Right.
But you know what? They came. A lot of these guys came, and women, they came here to pursue graduate programs, PhD programs. And as soon as they could, no matter where the job was, in Big Pharma or in biotech, they abandoned their student work and they took positions. And at nighttime, Bobby, when we used to leave the building, every fax machine was operating.
Mm-hmm.
This was operating them.
Right.
A lot of the Chinese guys were. And their lab books were written in Chinese. And I remember one of my colleagues said, what do you think they're doing? I said, they're sending the stuff back to Peking. I mean, that is, proprietary property. That,
you
that,
bet.
They're
of course it
messaging
is.
Messaging back to China.
Well, and if you remember, Gene, this Harvard professor that has just been charged by the FBI and the two Chinese nationals that were charged with him, one of those was exactly in that category, a PhD student who also happened to be a lieutenant in the Chinese military. So, you know, if we're going to continue to facilitate giving away all this proprietary information, we're going to pay a heavy price down the road. Thank you, Gene. I appreciate the call. Got to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. One more to go. Bonus hour still ahead here on the Bobby Mack Show on Wednesday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.